hello and good day to you. It's a great day to call in here to the Daily Inspiration Line. I hope that you are seeking the Lord. There's no other thing greater to do while you're alive, while the blood is running warm in your veins, to seek and to know and to praise and to search and to cry out to God. And just the reason thought that you called this line today shows that you're a thirsty soul and you love God's Word and you want to learn more of Him. I'd like you to turn with me if you have your Bible. If not, just you can look at it later. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I want us to see this great and mighty teaching out of Hebrews 12 today. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." You know, the cloud of witnesses this refers to is the ones that have lived for God and have finished their race. They were either martyred, they died of natural causes, or you could be like Enoch and Elijah, that were just raptured up to God without death. But it says we have a great cloud of witnesses. They are not so much as looking at us and cheering for us, as some want to say. I don't think that's biblical. But they have gone before us. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11 that they're not made perfect without us. We have to finish too. And they're awaiting us to finish the course, that Jesus will finally return. And there will be a great marriage feast, supper of the Lamb, where all the saints from the beginning to the end that were faithful, that died or lived for God, they're going to be gathered together with Christ forever. It says, we have this testimony of these witnesses. They're waiting on our testimony. So because of that, he says to lay aside. Take away whatever is weighing you down, he says, every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. You know, there are good things that get in the way of the very best things. And there are things that aren't good at all. They're just sins, lying, stealing, lust, fornication, adultery, envy, strife, hatred, anger, wrath, jealousy, and such the like. And we've got to lay aside the sin. There's no option there. The weights, you've got to decide, what's a weight in my life? You know, what is it? Is it a hobby? Is it too much emphasis on making money or work or whatever? Could be recreation. It could be, you have to fill in the blank. But a weight, if you were running a race, as he says, and let us run a race. A run with patience, the race that's set before us. So we often ask ourselves, is this a sin? We defend something that we're not willing to get rid of and say, what's wrong with it? Show me in the Bible where it's a sin. Oh, why are we so childish? Why have we not so learned the love of God more than that, so learned Christ? Brother, sister, if something in your life is not helping you run, let's get rid of it. Is it helping me run? Is it equipping me to get to the finish line? If it's not, let's chuck it off. Let's get rid of it. Let's deliver ourselves from the weight, the bondage. You know, runners that run in the Olympics are so consecrated with their diet, with what they wear, everything. I even read something about that runners in the Olympics have their toenails surgically removed. It's baggage. They don't need them for just running a race. So they have had their toenails surgically removed so that they can run a little more effectively. I think that's just insane. But they learned something. The champions do this. So what is it for me? What is it for you that's weighing us down? That's not really helping us, something we can't really let go of, but, you know, it's not helping us run. It may be lawful, but it's not helping us run. It may be something that we really enjoy, but it's not helping us run. We've got a quest. We've got a finish line to reach. We have to reach there. Thank God the race is not to the swift, but you do have to finish. It's difficult. We enter the kingdom of God through much tribulation. So let us lay aside whatever is not helping us run, and let us run with patience the race set before us. And as it says in verse 2, looking unto Jesus. Get our eye on Jesus. Let's get it off of so many of the distractions. He is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. You and I were the joy that was set before him. He wanted to see us complete in him, our sins forgiven, be filled with the Holy Ghost, as John said in the first chapter of Mark there, as John was saying, I'm not worthy to unlace his shoe. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie his shoe. And I baptize you with water, but he said, Jesus is going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost. That's what I want. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost, as Jesus was full of it too. Well, God bless your day. Be faithful and run the race in Jesus' name.